Cyprus may seem an odd choice to launch the Instrumentum Laboris, a working document of the Middle East meeting of the Synod of Bishops. The country is in the European Union, uses the euro as its currency, and speaks Greek. In fact, one of the books given to journalists by the government is about how European Cyprus really is. But when you look at a map, Cyprus's proximity to the Middle East is obvious. Tucked near the underbelly of Turkey, it's just a short flight or boat ride away from Lebanon, Israel, and Syria. Look at its history. It was part of the Eastern Roman Empire and served as a stopover for the Crusaders. It came under Ottoman rule before being handed over to the British in 1878. Similar stories could be told about Lebanon, Palestine, Egypt. Even demographically, Cyprus, with its mixture of Christians and Muslims, looks as much of the Middle East did just a century ago. Over the past 100 years, the Christian presence in the Middle East has declined sharply. There were 2 million Christians in Turkey in 1920. Now there are a few thousand. The Holy Land was once at least a third Christian. Now it's just a few percent. In Lebanon, Christians were over half of the population 60 years ago. Now they're about a third. Similar stories can be told in Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and other countries covered by the Synod. Cyprus, too, has not been unaffected. When Pope Benedict lands on Friday, he will be in Paphos, where St. Paul himself preached the gospel. Here, the Orthodox Church is omnipresent. Its churches dot the skyline. After an ecumenical service, the Pope will travel to the capital, Nicosia, and go to the Apostolic Nunciature, which is in the middle of the UN-controlled buffer zone. A UN barracks overlooks the monastery which holds the Nunciature. Just a short walk away is the Turkish-occupied part of Cyprus. After the Turkish invasion in 1974, almost all the Christians in northern Cyprus were forced from their homes. The churches in the region have been vandalized and priceless works of art looted. On Sunday, after celebrating the Mass publishing the Instrumentum Laboris, the Pope will visit the Maronite Cathedral in Nicosia. The majority of Catholics in Cyprus are Maronite, and the majority of them are refugees from the north. So Cyprus, too, is affected by the problems hitting the church in the Middle East. For the people of Cyprus, the idea that they are in the Middle East is not one they embrace. For them, the trip is about ecumenism, the first visit of Pope Benedict to an Orthodox country, and the first visit by any pope to Cyprus. The invitation to Cyprus also came from the Orthodox Archbishop, Chrysostomus II, and given the fact that many Orthodox churches in the country have images of Catholic clergy falling into the inferno, this is a major step forward in relations. They also want to bring attention to the Turkish occupation of a third of their country, and are waiting for what the Pope will say when he meets the diplomatic corps and United Nations personnel on Saturday. Waiting for the Pope in Cyprus, I'm Charles Collins.